T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, let's start by going over the poll. What do the numbers show?
Well, the numbers show that Democrats, especially here in the Bay Area, they've grown tired of Nancy Pelosi as a leader. As somebody they see on TV, as somebody they see on radio, that they've seen for years, decades now, because that's how long she's been in a leadership role. It's not surprising that she has those kind of numbers, 37% San Francisco in the Bay Area, because this is also a hotbed for Bernie-crats who don't like the establishment, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or anybody else. So that's you can figure that there's going to be 20 to 25% in the Bay Area that are going to say no to whatever you put up there, and that's a Democrat. Now, she's not liked at all by Republicans, but I'm going to give you another number. You can take a look at their poll numbers, but in the first 3 months of this year, she raised $16 million for congressional campaigns for Democrats around the country. It's 71 different events. And since taking on a leadership role in 2002 with the Democrats, she's raised over $650 million. So she might not be the leader on the great white horse, but she's a hell of a quartermaster that, you know, gives them the guns and the bullets they need when they're fighting.
Phil, within the Democratic Party, the spectrum left to right, if you will, where is the biggest pushback? Is it the progressives? I mean, you mentioned the Bernie-crats, if you will.
Well, it's in the Bay Area, it would be the Bernie-crats. They are the ones that are saying it's time for a change, that rhetoric's not enough, we need a revolution, that winning and taking corporate money and using it on races around the country may or may not work, but what real difference does it make if the Democrats being elected are closer to Republicans? Now, if you shift down to the South and the Midwest and other sort of key states that could go one way or the other, some of the folks there, Democrats, they don't agree with Nancy on gun control, they don't agree with her on a number of issues, and then maybe not even immigration. And now they're the ones that are going to say, no, we don't want her either, because we don't want that being the face and the voice of the party, because it doesn't help us, and it doesn't represent my views in whether it's Alabama, Georgia, Texas, or Tennessee. So it's nationally, her, you know, her June had her approvals down like at 29%. So, you know, there is that mix, Jeff, between the light blues and the dark blues about which way to go with Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, when it comes to organizing and getting things done inside that Capitol, and like I said, raising this dough, there's not a lot of people who can take her place right now. As a matter of fact, I can't think of anyone.
Phil, you know, every time we ask you about Nancy Pelosi, you bring up how good she is at fundraising and organizing. Are you saying that makes you bulletproof when you have a leadership position?
Yeah, because that is what the leadership position is. You know, it's interesting to note that, you know, there's a difference between what the job is and what the perception of the job is. The job is, for those members of Congress, is to get reelected and to get their legislation through. And Nancy Pelosi can be very helpful with doing that. All right? So that's when they close the doors, they're grateful. When the doors open up and they go out and face the cameras, that's a different story. And neither she nor Paul Ryan or any of the past leaders of either the Senate or the House, Democrat or Republican, that doesn't necessarily make you a good leader or a good spokesman. As a matter of fact, they're usually pretty bad, and she's no exception.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.